Very disturbing first-hand testimony this morning of what happened at this event in Fintana at the weekend. People describing how they screamed for their lives at this jamboree, how they were pinned to the floor, how some of them were injured. The promoter, Andrew Short from AGS Promotions, is with us now. Good morning to you, Mr. Short.
Good morning, Stephen.
What happened?
What happened, this has been the fourth jamboree in the park, started last May. Started quite small, but what we have tried to create here, the Eccleshall Centre, first of all, if I can sort of explain it, is a fabulous facility within the Oma district. It was built for as an equestrian centre. It wasn't designed to be an exhibition centre or a music venue, but over the years it's been sort of transformed into this, and is very well known as being a home of the Spring Farm Machinery Show, which is now the largest farm machinery show in Ireland, and runs over 3 days. This event is something else we sort of looked at, and have been looking at now for a number of years, to sort of bring to the Eccleshall Centre, and with the insurgence sort of country music over this past sort of few years, we started with the Jamboree last May. Now, I've been sort of promoting events now for 16 years.
I think Andrew, you know, if we could focus on what actually happened, okay. You've given us a background there.
Yes, okay.
You know, there are people saying that they were injured on Saturday night and their lives were at risk. What happened?
This event has been so, so popular. On the Friday night we had Mike Denver, we had absolutely no issues. Yes, we didn't have the same numbers. On Saturday night, we had planned the biggest night in country. We had Johnny Brady, we had Derek Ryan, and Nathan Carter.
Was this a ticket-only event?
This was ticket-only. Tickets were sold out. The tickets were all numbered. We knew exactly how many people were coming. What happened on the evening? Did we open the doors half an hour early? Because people were starting to queue before the doors were opening, so we decided to open the doors early to allow people to come in. People came into the arena, sort of very, very steady flow. At approximately 7:45, a very large crowd started to descend on the main entrance coming in. Now, the main entrance is from the outside of the Eccleshall Centre through a double gates, which is approximately 10 feet wide. That was the main entrance that we always used. Now, within the space of half an hour, we probably had about 2,500 people descended on the Eccleshall Centre at the one time. Now,
how many tickets in total had been sold?
4,000.
And that was the capacity of the event. It was licensed for 4,000 people. Is that correct?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you sell any tickets at the door? Did you take cash at the door?
No, what we did is we held back 200 tickets to sell at the door. The reason for that was because we were afraid of sort of... we knew there was groups coming and other people coming with no tickets, and we didn't want them people sort of hanging about the town, you know, that couldn't get into the event.
So you took cash at the door?
No, there's no cash taken at the door. We always used to take cash at the door, and if we had taken cash at the door, this incident wouldn't have happened. We brought in a ticket office for the very first time to this event, which was out in the car park. So everybody then, if they wanted a ticket, one of those last 200 tickets had to go to the ticket office, first of all, to purchase the ticket, and then join the queue. So really, from our side, we thought we were sort of organising this better, and it was organised better. When sort of Derek Ryan came onto the stage at 8:30, now, when that group of people were standing outside, yes, it was a cold, wet, miserable night. We had a big screen outside as well, that people could actually watch from outside in what we used to call like a smoking area, the courtyard area, where the toilets were and everything like that. Derek Ryan's set was about to come on, and you know, all the sort of razzmatazz and the big intro came on, and big screen, and you know, the music was coming across, and Derek Ryan's now coming onto the stage.
Yeah, this is all very well. How did so many people get inside?
There was a crowd surge. There was a crowd surge. Now, the main entrance into the main arena is approximately 11 feet wide. What ended up happening then, there was people inside that was coming out to use the toilet. This was the only way into the arena that we had always used. People from the inside were coming out to the courtyard. People from the courtyard were wanting to get in to see Derek Ryan, and it then created a blockage.
Well, that blockage that you talk about and that crowd surge, let me tell you, I have video footage of it, Andrew.
Yes.
It is, how would you describe it?
Well, listen, I was in the middle of it.
How would you describe it?
I was in the middle of it. Now, when that
How would you describe it?
It was very, very scary. Yes,
let's just, we've also got some audio of what happened. Imagine being in the middle of this.
Well, listen,
hold on. Let's just hear this.
In the middle of it.
Let's just hear it. What you can hear in that, if you listen to it really carefully, is people screaming, get back. The video footage itself, which we will be sending out on our Twitter feed very shortly at Stephen Nolan, shows people pinned to the ground, Andrew, screaming to try to for someone to help them. Numerous people, 30, yep. 40, 50, 60, 70 people pinned to the ground being walked over. Did you see that? Happened. Did you see that?
I've seen video footage. I've seen video footage.
And did you see people pinned to the ground, begging for help?
No, I didn't see people pinned to the ground. There.
What did you see?
Well, I was in the middle of it, Stephen, right? I was in the middle of it with the policeman. I was in the middle of it with our security man. What happened then is we implemented our part of our risk assessment, what we do in an event like that. Now, what happens in an event like that, the music is cut, and we make an announcement over the speakers, which was done. Now, we decided then that we would close the doors, reopen the bottom door, and redirect people down to the bottom of the arena and create a one-way system. Now, that took approximately half an hour, 45 minutes. And whilst that was being done, the gates outside had been closed because we didn't want anybody else coming in and making the situation worse. So with our safety plan implemented, yes, it did disrupt the whole evening's proceedings. For the music stopped for approximately 10 minutes. Once it was sorted out, the police then were happy. The police then were withdrawn from the event.
Well, the police, I'll tell you what, the police might have been happy, but I'll tell you the big questions to be asked of the police. They don't even know what went on inside. You know, we asked them, well, I don't know where they were. I don't know what planet they were on. But they say that when they've been talking to this programme, there may have been a stampede, but that was it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe a bit of a stampede, but nothing else, say the police.
I wouldn't call it a stampede. And I don't mean stampede is really people running and pushing, you know, and that sort of thing. I would say it was basically a standstill.
Andrew, I've got the footage.
I know, but I wouldn't call it a stampede, Stephen.
Well,
a stampede in my eyes would be something running. I would call it a bottleneck, a standstill.
A bottleneck or a standstill where people can't move.
Yeah.
We're talking here about people lying on the ground.
But I wouldn't call it a stampede.
Well, can I ask you what your risk assessment was for this?
Well, I just said there, we implemented we cut the music, we made the announcement, we decided to close the doors so nobody else was pushing in. We reopened that bottom door, which was already all in place. We opened the bottom door, the crowd was then sent down to the bottom, people could then come in out through two exits. There's five big exit doors in that building.
And you had conducted a risk assessment before this event, had you?
We've been organising events for 16 years. Sure. We have not only been here, we've been in the King's Hall, we've been in Dublin.
And there were 4,000 people at that event?
There were 4,000 people at that event.
How many security staff were there at that event?
There was 30 security staff, plus then our own staff as well.
And that's what the industry expects, is it?
Uh-huh, yep.
Any lessons we learned from this, Andrew?
Stephen, listen, I had already met with the police before this. You know, we don't go into this and sort of run a half-shaved show. This was the best, and it was absolutely brilliantly done. The stage presence, the lighting, everything. You would not see this anywhere else.
And yet I've had a 17-year-old girl tell me that she's got a suspected broken wrist because she was screaming for her life.
In that situation, but that situation was dealt with.
That situation,
we had to implement what we had. That's the reason why we had to close.
But it
the
is
doors.
Your
that's
responsibility.
Why we had to redirect it.
It is your responsibility, isn't it?
Of course, it's my responsibility, and that's why we, with our risk assessment plan, which was given to the council, which was given to the Ecclesfield Centre prior to this event, there was a lot of people, young people, arrived, came down in buses and coaches from across Northern Ireland and across Ireland, in fact, And when they arrived there, they did come with a lot of alcohol in them. Now, I'm not putting the blame onto them, but yes, and with the police in the middle of the crowd, people seemed to push even more. There was a certain element of people sort of, and there was people, I was in the middle of it, Stephen. I was in the middle of it. And there was young lads there, and they were pushing, just laughing, cahooing, and thought this was great. Once we got those doors closed, that eliminated, we opened the bottom doors, and the event continued on. And listen, the event finished at 1 o'clock in the morning. There was one arrest over the whole weekend, and that was somebody outside the arena. There was two ambulances called that night. I think there was possibly one last night, again, for somebody that had taken too much alcohol outside. You know, for that sort of volume of people that we had over the weekend, and for that type of event, you know,
hello?
Hello.
Have you anything to say to people that were caught up in this?
Listen, we implemented our plan that we had in place beforehand. If, you know, there's other comments going around that it was pure greed, that we oversold the tickets. The simple problem was that everybody wanted to push in to see Derek Ryan. This was the hottest ticket in the country on Saturday night. And yes, okay, that doorway, the main entrance that we were using into the arena was not big enough to cope with that surge all at one time. And that's why we implemented our safety plan then to open the bottom door.
Should you have delayed the start of the concert in order to get people safely in?
We started the concert a bit earlier for the people that were standing outside, because we didn't want to have a big tailback outside. So we wanted everybody to come in and enjoy the event.
So
that's why we opened the doors earlier.
It sounds to me, Andrew, that essentially what you're saying is you couldn't do anything more, and if you ever promote events again, it's likely this will happen again because you can do nothing about it.
No. Since then, we have already met with the police. I've met with the chief fire officer. I have met with the health and safety. I have met with Oma District Council. We have had two meetings since this incident. We have gone through everything. We have gone through my risk assessment. The chief fire officer came out yesterday, went through the exits, went through our safety plan, went through our numbers, went through everything.
And you've done everything properly?
Everything's done properly.
So if you promote an event again, there might be a stampede again.
If I run this music event again, what people will expect to see, there'll be at least two entrances in. The toilets and everything will be over the far side. The problem was that we were using this entrance, this tunnel that you see in your video clippage, for people going into the arena and people coming out of the arena. And it couldn't cope with it. Now, what we have to do the next time is put the toilets over the far side.